Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. There once was an Australian man known as the Angel of the Gap. He lived in a home that overlooked a cliff. In the 50-some years that he lived there, it's said that he helped save at least 160 people from committing suicide. Some believe there were many more. But how did he do it? Did he lasso them off the ledge? Shoot them with a tranquilizer gun? No, he just simply asked, "Can I help?" It's said that he'd invite them to join him for tea and a talk. And as the story goes, it's also reported that some came back later to thank him for saving their life. Can I help? It's such a simple question to ask, and yet it may be one we're either reluctant to ask or even answer. On one side, you may see that someone has a problem, but you feel helpless as to how you can assist them. On the other side, you may feel as though no one can help or would want to help. Maybe you're just waiting for someone to ask you if they can help. For those who have never been here to the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, we close our preaching lessons and even our short devotional or invitation talks on Wednesday nights with an invitation to offer help. And so, on behalf of myself and the elders here and other members that I know would be happy to help, let me ask you, is there any way that we can help? Is there any way we can help you in your faith? Are you seeking answers spiritually for your life? Is there a way we can help you and fulfill the law of Christ by helping bear your burdens, as we read in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2? Is there a way we can serve you by holding up your hands like Aaron and Hur did for Moses to help you succeed, as we read in Exodus chapter 17? Or as we read in Romans chapter 15 and verses 1 through 7, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. You know, no one wants to fall into or consider themselves in the category of the weak. But verse 2 says, let each of us please his neighbor. There's likely always someone stronger than you and someone else weaker than you. And at one time, you may be the weaker, and at another time, it may be me who is weaker. But as Paul made clear, it was Jesus who took on our reproaches. And as Matthew records Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, it's Jesus who is the ultimate burden bearer who genuinely offers his help. And I'll tell you this as well. If you've never obeyed the gospel, if you have not been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, you are weak without Jesus. You are dying in your sins. And even if you're not willing to ask it right now, you do need help. So how can we help? Let me know if I can study God's word with you. If you have questions, please give us a call here. You'll hear our contact information at the close of the service. And speaking of help, one way that we might be able to help is something that's going to, I know, help us who are already members here in the fact that we have a gospel meeting starting this coming Sunday, September 18th, running through Friday, September 23rd, with David McPherson of Lebanon, Indiana. And so he's going to be speaking about a variety of subjects, and maybe there is something that is going to help you if you would come and visit with us. We'll be meeting Sunday at our normal times at 10 and 6, and then on Monday through Friday, we'll be meeting each night at 7 p.m., and you would be welcome to join us. We would love to have you here. But for now, hope you have a good rest of your day, and that you'll join me tomorrow, Lord willing, for more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com, and you can can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.